Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, sir. 2022. Big Snoop D-O-W-G. Hey, yo, Battle Cat. You know what time it is. It's time to do the we usually do. Let's go.
Everybody, how y'all doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and man, oh man, here we go, getting going with Throwback Thursday, and I'm starting it off with a little rap from Snoop Dogg, but y'all know that's the Whispers, right? Y'all know that's where it came from, right? The roots of that groove, so much love to all you guys, to our friends overseas, and many blessings to you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. To my friends down in South Africa. It's summertime in South Africa, so much love to you guys down there. Also, my record company's down there. So much love to all you guys down there, Chris Galakis, Garrett, all you guys. We appreciate you and love you guys. And to our friends in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, much love to you guys as well. And thanks so much for tuning in. But always the UK, we got so much love from UK and Scotland and just so many places over in the UK. We have been blessed in France. Much love to all you guys. Hey, listen, I got a special guest on. Got my brother Phoenix here with me. So let's, Phoenix, how you doing, buddy? You all right?
I'm good, man. I'm all wrapped up and ready to go.
All right, Phoenix. Well, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Sydney. Justin from the Miracles. What's up, Sid?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, when you gonna write a song like that for me? When you gonna write me a song like "Keep on Loving Me"? Man, I love that song, brother.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
The Miracles. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Smokey, so I mean that whole connectivity is where I come from. I come from that whole Smokey Robb thing. One of the greatest influences of my life. Yeah, I'm
originally
from New York.
Motown,
yeah.
That whole Motown thing. Yeah, especially our generation. Well, Sydney's right with us in the same generation, so we all kind of been blessed by the Motown, the sound of Motown, and what it did for music, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sydney gets to perform
the architects of definitely the architects of the sound, from everyone to the Temps, Supremes, even Aretha and such came through the Miracles. Was a miracle to the sound. Just the rhythm and the absolution was just, there was nothing more, I'd say single most important sound was listening to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That was it.
I heard that, bro. Yeah, I
agree.
100%.
Wow. And Sydney gets to
perform. You know why? Because
songs.
Listen, I'm a melodist, and one of the things that I thought the Miracles did, their harmony was second to nobody, and their riffs, they didn't typically riff downstream. They riffed upstream, which was, from a vocalist standpoint, it was the most unique architecture to the sound. If you listen to all of the stuff that was the original stuff from the Miracles, their melody was like nobody else.
You're right.
I paid attention to that stuff. Most people, when they sing, they exhale and they riff downstream. But Smokey and the Miracles would riff upstream. Like Tears of a Clown, if you just break down Tears of a Clown, the rhythms of the melodic structure would riff upstream, if you understand what I'm saying. And that's what made me want to sing. I said, "Why? I never heard that sound before."
Well, you know, nobody did that. Sydney, I'll let you get in because I know that that's... But I just real quickly wanted to say there's only a couple other singers that I know that did that all the time as well, and that was Aretha Franklin and Luther Vandross,
which was a good friend of Smokey.
Yeah, and they were really
They were best of friends. They were Smokey and Aretha were best of friends. So yeah, they were cousins, you might say.
Right, they were very close.
Yeah,
very close.
So Sydney, you get this. You get to do this all the sing these songs all the time, and you get to see how people react to it and stuff. And so how is that for you all these years?
Oh man, it's been you know, just like my man said, it's been a pleasure to actually be involved with, you know, Smokey Robinson, who's a legend, and you know, and the Miracles, the group, the first group they ever signed with Motown Records. That's been amazing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that was it was the first. Yeah. So,
wow.
So being
that's
involved
history.
With the being involved with the Miracles for all these years, man, you know, it's been a good life learning lesson. It's been a pleasure to be, you know, the group now, and so, you know, it's, you know, I mean, I had some big ass shoes to fill, you know what I'm saying?
So were you doing were you doing the lead for that for the Miracles?
Yes.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing the beat now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And, I mean, you got to hear him. He can really hold it down. And we used to live across the street from each other. And he was this big old football player guy. And then all of a sudden, you know, I hear him start singing. And I'm like,
I'm not
this
that
guy,
big, bro. I'm not that big.
Well, okay, but okay. All right, listen. I just want y'all to know.
You say, wait a minute now.
I want y'all to know I'm an ex athlete, right? I grew up doing gymnastics and football and all that stuff. Sydney's his thighs, they are like they just scary. His thighs are skinny. Those are the biggest thighs I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, I've seen maybe on TV, but not in person. This guy is huge. Like, you know, but he's got that soft, tender thing. But even his voice, his singing voice, he's singing. He's got that soft voice, but his body is like, boom.
Ooh,
even, I tell my wife, don't look. Just don't look at him, please. Just kind of look at him.
You're funny, man.
But anyway, Cindy. So,
but you know, man, look, that's from playing football, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Football builds muscle. You know, it builds.
Absolutely.
You create muscle in that game. You know, so being a
well,
football
I think,
player.
Well, my takeaway is it goes to show you, particularly in the times we're living. You know, when a man can show vulnerability through his melodics and sensitivity through his singing and yet be a top athlete, says that much more about you, because I think that's a lesson learned that could be spread in terms of love to the younger men today, that you can be in touch with your sensitivity and yet still be a masculine, you know, progenitor of strength. Strength doesn't mean because you think, you know, sometimes when people hear you sing those sensitive notes, they just think, oh, he's soft. But it couldn't be further from the truth, correct?
Yeah, hey, try me. That's all I tell them, try me.
He's crazy.
Try me.
Try me.
Yeah.
You know,
try
but,
me.
But, you know, the thing about, you know, I really appreciate the way you, like, articulate your thoughts. Really, I mean,
right.
It's been just the way you've expressed yourself thus far, you know, in our little conversation right now, has been very, very enlightening to me, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't speak that.
Well, I really mean it, you know. I come
mm-hmm.
from a place, I was sitting here with a gentleman, we're about to do some amazing things in New Zealand, and I've been
mm-hmm.
blessed to be in company with some of the sharpest minds in the country. And I try to tell them that wisdom comes from above. But secondarily, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I've listened to
mm-hmm.
the architects of sound. You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't give Smokey and the Miracles the credit that they truly deserve. You know, you hear Barry, Barry Gordy, and that's cute. That's nice. But he was the vice president general manager, and he brought
yes, well,
he was the architect of that sound. Period.
Doubt.
And
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
and
wrote,
you can't fake it when
he wrote a
yeah,
lot of
just,
songs, produced a lot of songs
yeah.
that people don't even realize, you know. So
I mean for the
wow.
town, for the Supremes. He had a lot to do with Aretha and Stevie Wonder. People don't know that. I mean
right.
and guess what? The brother is still kicking it. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. He's still doing it, man.
What is he doing?
Doing
it. Is he, he's about 90, right?
No. He's about 84,
no.
something like that.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere
yeah.
around.
Yeah, well, my mom is
yeah.
80, 87, so I thought he was older than my mom. Okay.
No, I think
well,
he's 84. So.
Okay. All right. So, Sid, anything going on, anything you want to share before we move forward with the show? I just want to know in your heart, you know, what you're up to, what you guys are doing. You got any shows coming up, anything you want to, you know, share with the
yeah,
listeners?
Yeah, we got a couple things we're doing in the next couple of weeks or so. So we've got to go to Florida. We have an event in Florida that we have to do. Really nice, you know, project that we're working on. And I'm working on some stuff in the studio as well. So, yeah, just been doing what we do, you know, having a good time at it,
yeah.
doing it. You know? But I just want to say hi to you guys.
At some point, I would love to link because I, you know, again, I'm a huge Miracles fan, and as Wardell and I
yeah,
worked on
I'll
some
hook
projects,
you guys up.
Yeah, there's some definite
yeah,
things I would love to share in that sweet tenor. And I'm all about, you know, we've covered this on shows. I'm not one of these older guys that look down condescendingly towards the young kids. I appreciate them. And I think that we
mm-hmm.
bring something to the table. And when we merge our minds, oh, my goodness. There's nothing. Right. I mean, come on. We're still standing, brother. We're still in the game. We're not sitting on the bleachers. We're in the game.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, real talk.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Yep. All right. So
pleasure meeting you.
You too, man.
And you know the funniest thing about you two is that Phoenix is, first of all, where Sydney is, and that's your name. but Phoenix had been living in Vegas, where Sydney was constantly flying to, going to Vegas.
Wow.
And he was constantly going there. I'm like, what the heck? He's like, yeah, we get in this little plane and fly over there. I'm like, oh, no little planes for me. But that just, I don't understand how you ride around those little planes and not be scared to death, man. Aren't they a lot more bumpy than the regular plane?
Not really.
No?
Not much. I mean, depending on the altitude.
Okay.
And the weather, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Not that bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, sir. Well, God bless
Listen,
you, man.
Listen, you guys go. Enjoy.
Okay.
Phoenix, nice talking to you, man. It was great. And
absolutely.
Wardell, you know, we'll talk soon, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless. Much love to the wife. All we'll talk later.
God bless
All right.
you,
guys. Yep. All right. So it is Phoenix.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm great, man. I just came back from when I spoke with you. I just got finished seeing the chiropractor, and he did some amazing adjustments. And I just feel like I've got blessings and a whole new lease on life. Nothing worse than having a pain in the neck, literally. And so I feel great.
Okay.
I feel great, bro.
Yeah, I forgot I didn't see this question about the Sydney singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I wonder. I need to ask him now. I just got the question after he got off the line there. Sorry about that, guys. But anyway, yeah, his voice is amazing. I'm very impressed with. I mean, whoa. I mean, he's really was blessed to be in that position to sing. You know, behind Smokey Robinson. I mean, that kind of voice. I mean,
yeah.
To sing this stuff. I mean, and he really sings it, dude. I mean, I was there with him in Phoenix. I was getting ready to go on the road with him. And he,
right.
I'm like, whoa, he could really do this. So I'm very proud of him. And but anyway, let's get down to what we're going to talk about here in the show. As Phoenix, hey, listen, I just want to also mention this. This is what, you know, it's kind of emotional for me because my brother Phoenix here, this is his last day in the United States for a while. And so, you know, I just want to say to you, man, may God bless you and have a wonderful time doing whatever God has put on your heart to do. And, you know, you have our blessings. We'll always keep you in our prayer. You'll always be my brother. And we are blessed because of technology. We'll still be able to hear your voice no matter where you are in the world. So,
correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Man. So God bless you and congratulations on your new venture.
I appreciate that. And it has been a major segue. And when you and I got the opportunity to talk, which is the nature of the discussion I would like to impart today, we're all on a journey. It's like a train station. And we arrive on the tracks at different times. Some of us arrive early, some of us arrive late, even though we're all going in the same direction. Some call it the human race. It's the human endeavor to be able to propel ourselves from point A to point B, no matter what we do. And you're always encouraging because you always put it in the framework of a spiritual connection, doing the things that God has given us the ability to do, which is quite humbling for most, depending who you are.
Mm.
But I
yeah.
thought of happiness. I thought of happiness. And I had a beautiful conversation with a gentleman who I'm actually the one who's given me the opportunity to go to New Zealand. And most men think happiness is just an additive. They just feel like it's like a hallmark expression. It's just an emotion. But it's a projection of one's heart, their attitude, their reason to get to their destination. We all are searching for happiness in various facets, in various ways. But I wanted to say that it's the most elusive emotion to reach is truly to be happy, because there's fame, there's fortune, and then there's happiness. And there's a reason why happiness is at the end. They say not because it's the least, because it's the hardest thing to obtain is happiness. And so, you know, when you and I spoke, I wanted to find out what makes our audience happy. Is it music? Hopefully that's a part of it. You know, is it being famous or money or a great brand new car? This is 2023, the latest version. You know, what is it that we're projecting on our journey to arrive at that station? What makes us happy? And sometimes for me, just if I could start it or kick it off, it's just the little things. It's that faithful in least is faithful in much. Sometimes just a good luncheon with some really good friends, a nice glass of Merlot, great conversations. I'm happy. Man, I mean, it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with being famous. It has nothing to do with the journey. But I've arrived at a station called happiness. And
very
it's
well.
Not easy to get. It's not easy to get there. You know, it's the most elusive. So what does the audience feel about happiness? What projects their happiness? What is the source of their happiness? Could we talk about it?
Yeah, well, I know that happiness is something that people seek to find. Yet what defines happiness can vary from one person to another.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
It's not a one-size-fits-all, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. And so you have to seek your own happiness and what really blesses you and takes you to that place of joy, which is happiness. And I sometimes struggle with knowing if I'm happy. Sometimes I have to realize I'm happy, because if you don't pay attention,
right,
you just keep moving, you know, and
right,
then you know, so it's a lot of self.
And
what do they call it?
I'm glad you said that, because look, I just came from a chiropractor, and we put so much burdens on ourselves that robs us of happiness, because we have all these preconceived feelings, especially as a man. I can say my happiest moments are when I feel the most vulnerable, when I throw my hands up and I yield and I give in to the feeling, which is very difficult for us men to do, because there's so much pressed upon us to be macho, to be this, to be strong providers, to be protectors. But at what point do you exhale and say, wow, I'm humbled by the position that I've been given, the gift that has been given me. And that, for me, is my ultimate happiness, is when I get to the point where I release all of the tensions and all of the preconceived thoughts and all of the things that people sometimes can press upon you. And sometimes it's the most simplest things. Like I said, faithful in least, faithful in much, is what, for me, makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, but yeah, and that's good. I want the listeners, if you want to respond to the question, what makes you happy, please feel free to send it in Messenger to me or Messenger to Greg, or you can also just go into on our show page and just write it right there. Whatever is easiest and more most comfortable for you, please do that.
And to dig a little deeper, you know, as it's been stated, I've recently gone through a divorce, and I'd like to connect to Wardell because I find, brother, that you are perhaps the most lovable person that I've ever met. You know, you use the word love so much, it's almost like a blanket. It constantly, even your shout-outs from the beginning, I love this, I love that, I love Lagos, I love these brothers. I love, 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 love. And you see, love is a connection to happiness. You cannot project love, in my humble opinion. You cannot project love if you're not happy. If you're unhappy, it's very difficult to project love. And for me, going through the various stations in my life, I'm looking to connect with my soulmate to be happy again, to get to the point or station in life where, you know, to come home, to have a meal, just simple things, nothing crazy, no excursions or long trips, just a dinner. I'm happy, you know, and I think of you because, you know, you have so much love to give as a minister, as a father, as a husband, as a musician. This radio show is based on projecting love because that's something that exudes from your heart in magnitudes and multiplicities. You have that. And I think when people are tied to the radio show, it makes them happy because they tune in. And that's something sometimes we just don't talk about.
Yeah.
You know, what makes you happy?
Yes, yes. You know, and you know, that was beautiful, and thank you for that amazing compliment. I appreciate it very much. And but I was taught, you know, that, you know, God wants us to lead with love. And so, you know, and not with your mind, but lead with your heart. And so, I try to do that as much as I can. And then I find myself being really happy when I'm doing that because I can see the joy on the other side of what I'm dealing with.
You see that?
You know, yes. And that, when I see someone else.
That's what I wanted to talk about. That's the connection. Because, you see, I always like to look at it traveling on a journey. And, like, if you leave at 7 o'clock for work and you're on the same train, you're going to run into similar people that have left the same time. But if they left 15 minutes after you or they left 15 minutes earlier, even though they're going in the same direction, you don't run across them. And happiness is kind of like that, if you catch my analogy. Happiness, people arrive at happiness at different stations in their lives.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and love definitely is a key component to happiness.
Can you help me with this thought? I just feel that a lot of times we are happy until we're unhappy. Like, when you're not happy, did you realize before you weren't happy that you were happy? Like, the absence of happiness is unhappiness. And so when and so a lot of times we don't even recognize the blessing when it's there.
Until you don't have it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. I mean, some people call it the yin and yang. You know, what's in darkness is in light. What's in light is in darkness. And people tend to philosophize. You know, but what's interesting is there's joy robbers. Sometimes we're at a station in our lives where we've allowed certain people to creep in that rob us of our joy. They're joy robbers, and they take away our happiness. And sometimes it's a little thing. Like, I've known people, they like to give parties, and they spend a lot of money to make people happy, but yet they're not happy because the party that they constructed to make everyone happy, they feel somehow remiss because they don't receive the love back in return. And sometimes it takes people all of their lives, because happiness is so elusive, to figure out, you know what? It was a simple thing that I wanted. I didn't want the money. I didn't want the fame. I didn't want people patting me on the back per se. I just wanted a great conversation, which is why I think a lot of people tune into this radio show. I think people tune in because we have real talk. I think we touched upon many topics that open up a portal in someone's mind and heart to say, I can do better. There's something I could do differently that could help me arrive at the station called happiness. And that's really, to me, that's the human experience. We all are traveling in the same direction. You know, it's called the human race, and we want to get to the finish line where we can resolve those tensions, those emotions, those distractions to get to a place called happiness. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be very apropos to speak about it today, particularly because my mind is focused on a journey on the other end of the world where they're already into tomorrow and they're moving into summertime. We're talking about New Zealand. But I found as a people, they seem to have a handle on happiness. And I want to find out what that is. It's very important to me. You know.
Yes.
Very important.
I have a question from your favorite people, and that's the listeners. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Declaration of Independence state that the pursuit of happiness is protected as a fundamental human right. What do you What do you both think that means? What do you think it means?
Do you want me to read it again? That's a beautiful thought, because even from a governmental standpoint, for me, that says that, you know, happiness is an inalienable right. It is what we pursue. You know, no matter if it's wartime or peacetime, we want to get to a point where we're not going through depressions, we're not going through financial deficits, the markets are not crashing. It's an inalienable right. The pursuit of happiness is really what it's all about. When everything melts down, to me, the human condition, period, is about pursuing happiness. That's what it means to me.
Amen. And I condone that. You know, I just, the word protected is so powerful to me because, to not have that protected, happiness protected as a human right is just wrong. I mean, once again, we will be completely slave bound if that was ever taken away.
You think about military brothers that put their lives on the line every day so as a people we can enjoy freedom, which is a component of happiness, a freedom that we pay so dearly for. Unfortunately, sometimes on the backs of those brave brothers that go into the battlefields to protect us from harm, to enable us to enjoy certain freedoms that in certain parts of the world they do not because of the political unrest. So it is a beautiful thing, once again, that the audience never ceases to amaze me to hit upon certain touch tones in the human experience to appreciate it's something that we have to strive for. We have to, you know, to pursue means there's effort. You just don't stumble upon happiness. You must pursue it. You must contribute to it. We said love is a key component to happiness. So, yes, you must protect it. Because if you don't protect it, we protect what is worthwhile to us. It's everything.
It's and, you know, you said something, Phoenix, that just really grabbed my heart when you mentioned the men and women that fight for our countries to protect us so that we can have the freedom of happiness. But just, you know, sometimes we take on things. We'll take on something because we think it's something we should do, or we'll take it on for the wrong reason, or, you know, for other reasons, financial reasons, like being, going to the service. And because a lot of the young guys that I know didn't have any idea what they were getting into when they said, well, I'm turning 18, I'm going to the service. They were thinking it, looking at it as a job. But once you're in that service and you are in a war and people are dying right in front of you, your freedom for happiness is not there anymore. That it's been, you've actually given it away to do what you said you need to do for maybe your family, whatever. And it is, it's a, that's why we have to pray for these people that do that for us, because they are a blessing to us, but they have put their happiness on the line. They put that aside to protect it so that we could have it. How beautiful is that? But I know a lot of them really don't realize until they, you know, have made it past it, you know, and some lose their life left and right, as we see what's happening over there right now between Russia and Ukraine. So many young guys and women are dying out there fighting for peace or for whatever reason. And it just makes me think about them and their state of mind and where they are. And I feel so bad for them. I'm so, like, my heart is torn because, you know, it's crazy. It's like jumping into a bad relationship and you don't realize how bad it is until you get into it. And then you got to do the Michael Jackson and kind of moonwalk out of it.
You're preaching to the Pope. I mean, which is the reason, you know, listen, which is the reason why inside of me echoed the truth concerning, you know, the pursuit of happiness. Because, see, anybody can be famous, unfortunately. You can do something stupid on TikTok,
yeah,
and
you
all
be
of a sudden you've got 2 million followers, and you're famous now.
Right.
You're famous because you did something silly, or, oh, my God, God forbid, you took a life. You're famous because of the negative thing you did. Everyone knows your name.
Or you're famous because of sex tape.
Yeah, I mean, but then there's people who are fortunate. And there are many people who are 6, 7, 8 billion strong. You don't even know their name because they're not famous.
Right.
But happiness, which is at the end of the line, that's the end of the station. That is where the train comes into the station. Very few people arrive at happiness because it's the most elusive. We get sidetracked. We never arrive at happiness. Why? Maybe we don't know what makes us happy. And that's something I think worthy of stimulating in today's conversation, because when the listener directed our attention to the pursuit, what that means just fundamentally is there's work to be done in order for you to arrive at a station called happiness. There's work. But if you don't know what you're working for, how are you? Are you just arbitrarily going to land in happiness? Do you know what makes you happy? Do you make others happy? Do you pursue it? Do you want it? Can you taste it? It means there's an effort that comes from each and every one of us. And if we pursue it as a collective, we'll get there. We really will get there. But we have to want it. It has to be important. We got to protect it.
Oh, yes. So that you have that individual pursuit, and then you have that team pursuit. You know, like as a couple, do you want to? It's like having somebody to work out with, right? We're going to pursue this together.
Well, you think about, listen, why do people like sports? Why do people get dressed and spend a lot of money to sit in the bleachers to cheer on a team, because it's the collective pursuit that makes you happy,
mm-hmm.
because your focus of attention is your team reaching the goal, and being a participant of that makes you happy. You see how that works?
Yep. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I love to
absolutely.
Observe, I love to
but when it's an
people.
Individual, when you're doing that as an individual and you're by yourself, it seems to be a little harder, I think, because you're measuring, like, where you it's not quite the same. At least as a team, or you're out there with other people pursuing something, you kind of like can see with through the other people that, yes, we're supposed to be happy. Our team just scored. They're jumping. I'm jumping. We're happy. But when you're by yourself, you know, just you and the world, and you're wondering, like, am I happy? What is happiness? When do I know
well,
that I've reached
great,
that?
That's a great assertion, because I spend a lot of time meditating. I spend a lot of time alone. I'm sort of a lone wolf, and I have very different views, so I'm told, when it comes to relationships, because I only date with a pursuit of marriage. I don't date arbitrarily. I have to look at a potential person and ask myself, could I be married to this person? And that gets into spiritual realms without question. But you're absolutely right. You touched on a funny bone for me, because as I look to travel to another world, I'm pursuing this end result called happiness. And for me, it's finding my mate, you know, finding somebody that I gel with. It's very important. And until such time, I have to be content with my present state of affairs. So, again, this was something that was bubbling forth perhaps out of my soul, because I started to really think just how important the pursuit of happiness truly is, and what is it that I want, you know. Mm-hmm. And there are many contributing factors. For me, it's music. I love a good glass of wine, as long as it doesn't give me a headache. I love great conversation, as you could probably tell. I love film. I love watching. I love to be entertained and watch a great movie with a great plot. But to share that with someone, to me, would be the ultimate happiness destination. You know, these things mm-hmm. are very important. To go there with a purpose, you know, there's certain things that we're doing on a tribal level, you know, understanding the plight of our tribal brothers, you know, and what they're looking for. The importance of, to the tribal people is land. You know, most wars are fought territorially for land. People pursue a nesting ground, not only for themselves, but ancestrally. So there's so many things that can contribute to one's happiness, but you have to be cognizant of what you're projecting or what you're trying to reach your goal. And you're right. You know, if it's a collective, the goal is that the team wins the prize and everybody's focusing on getting through the game and the goal and the finish line. So, yes, it becomes a little more difficult when it's singular.
Just you.
Indirectly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I would agree.
But, you know,
that.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many people, as we know, just recently that have, you know, taken their lives because they because they were depressed. And, you know, and not being happy. I mean, they looked happy, right? They looked happy. They were very successful.
In fact,
some
they,
of
did
them.
They did an expose on many faces. I know Robin Williams was a part of it. Stitch, who recently took his life. And they all looked happy. But in actuality, they were not happy. and they ultimately took their lives. And it's funny that you tied into that thought process, because that was part of the impetus of the direction of this conversation, that many times people, as you look at them from a distance, you say, oh, my God, they're happy. No, they're not, actually. And why? It could have been many contributing factors, but there was something that derailed their happiness. They were entertaining you. They were making you feel great, but somehow or another, they were remiss. What went wrong? What were the telltale signs? Maybe we could have done things to contribute to their happiness, but maybe we didn't. Maybe we were totally unaware that we could have contributed to their happiness. And sometimes what comes to my mind is a simple compliment. You know, James Ingram did a song, you know, 100 ways. Compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If there's fire in her eyes, let her know. Do we compliment? Do we let people know, I appreciate you? Maybe that's the measure of satisfaction that would bring them true happiness. Maybe we're married to someone for many years. Have we truly complimented them? Could we add a measure of happiness to their destination?
You know,
these are contributing factors.
Yeah, one of the common reactions of people who have someone who killed themselves is that they never thought it was that bad. They never thought that they would do something like that. And then you have those people that always threaten that they're going to kill themselves and they never do. But the ones that don't threaten it are the ones that do it. And it's just so,
you know, it's funny. The guy that you had on, I thought of Smokey Robinson within one of his songs, the tears of a clown when there's no one around. That song was powerful because it's the very thing that you're talking about, Wardell. I mean, sometimes the mate that loses the marriage mate in death in this very violent way, they were totally unaware that they were unhappy. But the person that was this face or this entertainer, they were giving out all of this energy, but somehow or another, maybe they didn't receive the satisfaction of knowing that they were really being appreciated. And it makes them sad. So compliment, if it's sincere, you know, tell someone how much they really mean to you and how lost perhaps you would be if they weren't in your life. Be vulnerable. You know, take a shot. Go out on the deep end of the pool and let someone know how you really, really feel, because that might be the very thing. And I've borne witness to this. I've been in situations where I've said certain things to people and only to find out 20 years later, the very things that I said to this individual, they were contemplating killing themselves 5 minutes before I knocked on their door. But I allowed them to speak. I complimented them. And I didn't say anything superficial. I said something that blanketed their heart enough to shock absorb them from the pain they were feeling. And so my gift to the show is to allow yourself the opportunity to speak truth to someone that you truly love, even if they're a workmate. I appreciate you. And not I just appreciate you superficially, but here's why I appreciate you, because of the things that you do particularly. Because that's what people are listening for. They don't care how much you know. They just want to know how much you care. And sometimes that might be the catalyst for preventing someone from feeling so dissatisfied with their lives. Look at Robin Williams. He was one of the funniest comedians. He brought me so much joy, but he was in so much pain, obviously. Maybe he didn't feel like somebody really, really cared about him. Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
but it's
you
something
know,
to think about.
When I think about, and I have to read something to you from the listeners after this. When in this song, you were talking about Smokey Robinson, the tracks of my tears, and he says, "If you take a close look into my face, you'll be able to see the tracks of my tears." And so the thing is that the person that's hurting is basically hoping that someone can see it, can see that they're not happy. But if you just take a close look at my face, then you will be able to see the tracks of my tears. But a lot of times we superficially are happy to see someone, and we don't see what right past what's happening on the outside. We can't, because they're so good at hiding what's happening on the inside that we're stuck with the superficial part that's on the outside.
But it's what you always say. You have to pay attention. He said, "You take a look at my face." He said, "My smile seems out of place.
It may look
a little
out of place,
closer.
Yes.
It's easy to trace the tracks of my tears."
Exactly.
And so it really requires you paying attention.
Paying attention.
Really requires, you know, if we're parents and our children come home and they seem a little distant, if you look at some of the suicide hotlines, they really talk about paying attention to the details. All of a sudden, why did this person jump out of pattern? They're accustomed to doing certain things, but the last few days they started giving their belongings away. They started doing things that was out of their character. These are signs that they take a good look, because there's something that is misaligned.
Out of place.
Are you paying attention? Could you do something? Could you assist me in getting back on track?
Yes.
And usually for me, you know, compliments are beautiful. You know, I had somebody recently say, "Oh, you're just flattering me." And I was really appalled. I said, "No. Flattery is a form of lying. And I'm not a liar. If I compliment you, it's because I thought very deeply in terms of what I wanted to convey to you. And I mean it. It's not flattery. It's the truth. And the truth is what sets you free. It's not a lie. It's not a false." You know, the woman that comes in to purchase a dress and the innkeeper only wants to make a sale. And she says, "Oh, honey, that looks beautiful. That's your color." And as soon as the person purchases it and leaves the store, she says, "Oh, my God, she looked horrible in that thing." And that's flattery, because she was lying to her for a sale. She had an ulterior motive. But when you compliment with sincerity in view, that could never be disguised as flattery. Mm. It's the truth.
Yeah. The
Make
truth will set you free.
That's right.
All right, here we got 7 minutes left, 6 minutes left in the show. I just want to real quickly ask you, I have a couple of questions from the listeners, and this one says, "God was happy to die for us on the cross. What does that tell us about the real meaning of happiness?"
Well, that's an amazing question. And I just said that today prior to the show. I said, Jesus said, "When under tribulation, rejoice." See, he held the weight of the world on his shoulders. And he was on the tree. He said he was on the torture stake. And he was about to be eliminated or extinguished. And he said, "When under this tribulation that I carry the weight of the world, to rejoice," because his purpose was set. And that's one of the things that I was trying to ensue in the discussion, that happiness has a destination in mind, came to save the world. He knew what his purpose was. And so many people today, they move around aimlessly. They think, "Oh, I'm going to get this new car. It's going to make me happy. Or I'm going to get this new boyfriend. Oh, my God, he has, you know, 1,000 likes on my Instagram page." But then they see it superficial. It doesn't go anywhere. There's no destination. There's no purpose. But when it is purpose-oriented, when somebody comes into your life and they say, "You know what, Wardell, I see you, and I want to compliment you, and I want to go with you for the rest of my days," and that's what's called marriage, the commitment what a beautiful journey to walk into the sunset with somebody that gets you. That doesn't mean they're perfect, but what they're saying is, I'm willing to travel this journey with you forever. Not a friends with benefit, not just today, but forever. That's a purpose. And that what is what, to me, in my humble opinion, makes people happy. That's what I want. I want happiness. Mm. I want to know what is the purpose at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Not superficial.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was beautiful, and it just really blessed me. I want to we pray for, I'm worried about somebody, and I was just wondering if you could pray for the listeners, if I could, you know, I would love for you to pray, though, if you wouldn't mind doing it. I've never asked you to do this
before.
Well,
I will say, let me address our Heavenly Father and let him ask that he blanket us with the spirit of forgiveness and understanding. May we continue as a people to search for the inner messages, sometimes the undistinguishable signs that our dear brothers or sisters are hurting. May we be contributors to the solution instead of those that present the problem. May we all learn to be discerning and learn to forgive and forget and let go and be yielding. May we spread love into the far-flung distances of the world and forgive us of our shortcomings and errors. And we ask all these things in the great name of our Son, our King, our ruler, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You know, I know some people, you know, we have, you know, God just put it on my heart that, you know, that I, you know, it gets hard sometimes, and it makes us sad. A lot of people get really sad around the holidays as well, because they find themselves alone or not being able to do certain things, feel like they can't participate in, you know, with like everybody else is, and why is everybody so happy and I'm not? And, you know, I just want you to know that Phoenix just prayed for you. And so you need to trust that God hears you, and he hears he sees your pain, and he's there for you. And so if you're hurting right now, whoever you are, whoever God has put on my heart to share this with, I pray that you follow through and you let God bless you right where you are, because he loves you right where you are. You don't have to do anything different besides just give your heart to him. And know that he's there for you. He's your Heavenly Father. He's your Creator.
And I will say one thing in addition. Never pray for something that you're not willing to participate. You cannot ask your Heavenly Father or your spiritual inclination for something that you're not willing to give. Love is a two-way street. I think sometimes we ask for things, but we're not willing to give the same thing. It's participatory. The Creator wants us to ask for things that we're willing to follow through, even within our own imperfections, and nobody knows us better than he does. But to ask for something, even if it's a child asking the parent for something happy, are you willing to give to the parent the things that the parent wants you to give them in return? It's a two-way street. We have to be willing to pursue and to give and to be involved in the things we ask for. See, that's very important.
Amen. Yes. I love it. Okay. Oh, wow. Something just popped up. Is love a two-way street or a junction? Is love a two-way street or a junction? I don't. You get that?
Well. Listen, I will say this. You know, perception is everything. You know, when I speak of a two-way street, I think of it being reciprocal. That's just the way that I've chosen in my imperfection to express. A junction for me sounds like an intersection a place where two minds meet. And that can be equally as alarming in a positive way if you're coming to a meeting of the minds. But remember, friends, perception is everything.
Perception is everything. Okay. All right. Well, in closing, is there anything that you would like to share, my friend? Anything else?
Yes. Whatever you do in this world, there was a song, do it till you're satisfied. Be a participant in the things you ask for. Be truly measured by your participation to be a part of the complete picture. We are not designed as humans to sit on the sidelines or sit in the bleachers and not participate in this thing we call the human race. So get out there, participate, get into it, get involved in being a good person, to being the best possible person that you can be at that given time in life. That's the effort that we need to get by. To me, that's the struggle called the human race.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Phoenix, for that. I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you well.
Phones right now. We just lost power. Are you there?
No, I hear you well. I hear you well. Yes.
Okay, great. So thank you so much for, man, oh, man. Listen, you're about to leave and hit the road, and we are praying that we get to hang out with you again real soon. We will do everything we need to do technology-wise to make sure we connect with you. Sydney from the Miracles sends us sincere thanks for the great conversation he had with you, and I look forward to meeting you. And I'll connect you guys together. And just want to say thank you for all of the time that you've taken out to just be a blessing to Soul Eye Records Radio. This is not goodbye. This is just me recognizing you.
So long.
And you know how much we appreciate you and love you.
Likewise. Likewise, my friend. Likewise.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're going to let my brother go, and thank you again. And we'll I don't like it, but it is. I'll give you a call later, and we'll finish, and we'll get everything
excellent.
Organized.
Okay.
We get our show. Okay.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you to my listeners. Thank you for the love, and thank you for your keen anticipation and participation in some very intrinsically beautiful discussions. It's been an amazing journey as far as that's concerned, and I'll always look upon these days appreciatively.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. And we'll be back, guys, right after this. Talk to you soon.
Great.
Rely on me. Supply your needs from now on. Shelter you and be a pillar to lean on. For in your eyes I see what I was born to be. And now my life can begin. For I am your man. Oh,
For Rocky Robbins. Y'all remember that? That, ooh, man, oh, man. That was back in the day. And we look forward to getting Rocky on here and chopping it up with him. I hope you guys are good and enjoying the show so far. Like Greg said, I enjoyed the conversation with my brother Phoenix so much. And we do appreciate you, Phoenix, and you know, be blessed, man, and safe travels, of course, and we love you and appreciate you very, very much. And, man, you know, that's kind of a heavy topic, right? Yeah, it was kind of a heavy topic, just, but it's real and it's important and you know, just facing our humanity, so to speak, you know. So, guys, listen, we're throwing it back here on Soul Light Records Radio. We're mixing it up, throwing it back. I don't know what we're doing. We're just having a good time. But I want to play a beautiful, amazing song for you here on Throwback Thursday. We got about another 44 minutes left in the show, and I want to play an amazing song for you today here on Soul Records Radio. That I just love this song so much, and I remember being very young and hearing this song. My auntie and all of them listen to it. So kick back, relax, and thank you for being a part of Soul Out Records Radio. Tomorrow, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. So tune in with us tomorrow and just hang out with us and get a shout-out from T. Meyer. T. Meyer sends his love to everybody. Anyway, so let's get going here on Soul Out Records Radio. And let's go down memory lane together. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
My your face, your face, your
know that you're a woman. Oh.
love, 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 love that. Anyway, guys, that's a song. Another song I wrote. That was the Brothers Johnson, and You Keep Me Coming Back. And we had Ricky Freeze and myself had a good time working with those guys, and that was a really good project for us. Enjoyed them. All right, guys, so we got about another 29 minutes left in the show. We're moving forward here, and I want to give a shout-out to Greg. What's up, Greg? The electric tripped off. It, you know, and the funny thing is you're all the way in the UK, and I'm here in the United States, all the way here in the United States, and our power tripped off too. So that's really weird. It just went bam, and I was able to just do everything through my cell until the power in the studio came back on. So it is what it is. Nobody's fault. Things just happen, right? And we just got to get over it and keep on moving. But anyway, it's frustrating. Like if you're watching a movie or something, or you're in the middle of doing a project or something, and just bam, like, oh my God. So, but don't let the frustration take away your joy, because it will. It will try to rob you of your happiness. And y'all know we talked about happiness earlier, right? So we want to make sure we protect our happiness. You know, the strange thing, like I said earlier about happiness, is that you don't, sometimes we don't recognize that we're good until we're not good. So what happens is that when we're good, we're not giving it enough appreciation. We're not saying, you know, I'm just happy to be not stressed out about something. I'm just happy to not be happy. You know, you have to give happiness its just due. You can't, you know, because it's a blessing to you, right? And you need to say, I'm good. I'm doing okay. Because there's so many of us that are not doing okay. And I watch myself and my friends. We have emotional roller coaster rides. You know, everybody does. It is what it is. That's how life is. And so when you're good, you need to acknowledge it and remember. And so that when you're not good, you'll be able to weigh out the difference as well. I'm usually good most of the time. So when you're not good, you can go, well, this is just a moment, right? And you have more strength to pull yourself back up, you know, and back where you belong, right? And so just acknowledge it when you're good, okay? And pat yourself on the back and thank God and be blessed and move forward. Pay attention. That's what we keep telling you. We all need to pay attention. It is the most important thing. Come together right now, like my brothers in the background are saying. So anyway, guys, let's keep the music going. I hope you're enjoying this music. Much love to everybody. Stay warm. And to my friends down closer to the equator, stay cool. Much love to everybody. Thanks again. And much love, Sydney. Thank you again, man, for calling in for the miracles. We appreciate you, brother. God bless you. And great, good luck with your shows over in Florida. And I forgot what the other state he said he was going to. But you just never know who may be calling into the show. Many blessings to everybody. I need to make sure, Julian, you okay over there, right? You okay, Julian? We love you, Julian. All right, babe. All right, so here we go on Solar Records Radio.
When you don't call at all, it's a shame. The way you move around. I want to sing it,
so many things,
but I gotta go get my friend. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I promise.
Guys, look at me. I am in love. Lord have mercy, the moments. Anyway, guys, we're about to run out of time here, but I just wanted to make sure. Okay, let's get that mic turned up. We're about to run out of time here. I just wanted to make sure that I got in and tell you how much we appreciate you. And And we just pray that you have a blessed rest of your evening. And may God bless all of you guys. And I just want to say thanks to my brother Greg. Thank you so much, man, for helping me out and making things work around here. We appreciate you very, very, very much. Shout out to all of our friends around the world. We love you guys, and thanks for supporting us here at Solar Records Radio. You guys take it easy, and we'll catch you next time on Solar Records Radio tomorrow, 3 p.m. Don Fleming tonight at 8 p.m. Tune in. God bless you.
I'm in love. The preacher saying she's my girl. I'm saying I do for the rest of my life. And I think it's so nice. She's gonna be my wife. Look at me, can't you see I'm beaming all over? Love,
listen, baby. But people, let me tell y'all, oh, I never reached the door. But ooh, the wind is out tonight. I keep looking back, but my face is not in sight.